All right, time to check in with Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. A lot to talk about this morning. To begin with baseball, David Price that went against Boston last night and a fat new deal for Mike Minor with the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, David looked very good last night against the Red Sox. Very solid, another solid six-inning performance. He's now won back-to-back games and seems to really be kind of getting into a little bit of a groove right now. Had the fastball working well and gave up a couple of home run balls, but you know he did at Vanderbilt. He tended to do that. They were solo shots and not a major deal for him. So another great performance for him. And according to Mike Minor's agent, the deal is done with Atlanta, and it's a record breaker. He'd be the highest paid seventh pick ever in signing bonus, somewhere close to $2.5 million. So that's exciting for Mike, and getting the deal done. Now, it kind of worked out perfectly in that Mike got a little time off after the season, able to rest the arm some, stay in shape, then get signed and go down and pitch a few times, probably in the Class A League at Rome, Georgia, and then probably in the Fall League, possibly in Arizona. And if he does well in those, he could come back next year and start at a much higher level than going right back into single A again. So really good for Mike, and I know he's excited about not only getting started on that, but being in the Braves organization, which is one that's very close to him.
Joe, getting back to David Price, watching him pitch last night and sort of understanding that he's sort of lost his slider a little bit. It hasn't been as consistent as he's wanted it to be, as it was maybe last fall. But what he's done is move his fastball around up and down, and it's just interesting to watch a kid sort of rewire his repertoire and just make himself successful, where a lot of other young pitchers might totally go haywire. So I think pretty impressive the way David has sort of figured it out.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. I'm looking at his numbers from last night, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts. And if I remember correctly, I think I heard Steve Phillips say that the 5 strikeouts were all – fastballs to right-handed hitters. So he touches on what you're talking about, changing around the location of the fastball and getting all those strikeouts. So, and you know, he's got to be maturing as a pitcher as well. He's going through the learning curve of the majors, and I'm sure he was kind of pumped up last night facing, you know, the Red Sox and kind of remembering back to the last time he did. That was pretty spectacular. So it was a great performance for him. Awfully happy for him.
Basketball team getting set for a long trip overseas as they'll go to Mr. Ogilvie's homeland, Australia, for a 5-game tour.
In fact, they'll play in his hometown at one point. One of the stops will be in Canberra, Australia, at the Australia Institute of Sport, and that's where he, in fact, played some high school ball before he came over to Vanderbilt. So I know AJ's really looking forward to it. I know the guys, when you tell the guys, okay, it's a 15-hour flight, that you can see the eyes roll a little bit like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, they'll fly over, they'll leave tomorrow. They'll play 5 games in 10 days. They'll go to Melbourne, Canberra, a couple other locations as well. And talked to Kevin a little bit yesterday, and Kevin said he has kind of a policy on these trips. The way these trips work, they don't practice on these trips because the value of these trips is so much more than just the practice time and just working on your game. It's the experience. It's the cultural experience. It's the bonding experience. Teams that make these kind of trips tend to come back and have pretty good seasons, you know, because of the special, you know, bond they get together. You know, the only negative in this for Vanderbilt is John Jenkins can't go. You know, by NCAA regulations and rules, not only has he not been able to go on this trip, he hasn't been able to practice in the 10 practices that they were allowed to, you know, leading up to this. So that's a little bit of a disappointment, but everybody else is really going to benefit from this.
Frank highly suggests taking the Foster's tour.
That sounds like a good one. I'm not sure the players will get that opportunity.
No, he meant it for you, not for the players.
Yeah, the free samples at the end might be an issue. Yeah, I asked Kevin, well, I had not seen my plane ticket yet, and I was kind of waiting for it, and he said, just keep on waiting.
Yeah. So, go get an oil can after work today.
That's it.
Hey, Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.